And breaking up seems to be the new thing to do in Silicon Valley. Investors cheered this week when Hewlett-Packard said it was splitting into two companies, one to focus on computers and printers, the other to offer services to businesses. HP's announcement followed eBay's plan to spin off PayPal into an independent company. Does that put other companies under pressure to take similar steps? Here to answer that is Kara Swisher, co-founder and co-CEO of the tech news site Recode. She's with us from KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So is what we're seeing here, in a sense, the opposite of too big to fail? Kind of the feeling that some companies are too big to nimbly compete?
Yeah, say nimble is the word they like to bandy about. You know, it's interesting because they had talked about their size and their scope, and now they have to talk about, you know, not being fast enough and needing to get fast. And, you know, it's an excuse in some – it's sort of a white flag that HP raised that they couldn't compete at the size they were competing. And whether splitting up is the answer is the open question. They're trying to sell it as that to investors, but we'll see.
How much do you think is external pressure and how much do you think comes from within?
Well, they didn't want an activist investor here, and they were going to get one. I mean, that's what happened at eBay. An activist investor, Carl Icahn, a very famous one, attacked about the PayPal issue, that it should be spun off. And, you know, they ignored him all summer, and then he went away, and then they decided that his idea was a good one, even though they said they pretended that it wasn't the pressure, but it certainly was.
When companies split like this, what does it mean for particularly employees? I'm wondering if layoffs end up happening, or maybe the opposite, maybe lots of new hiring.
No, not lots of new hiring. There's 5,000 jobs going to be lost at HP. And the question is, can they might even get sold after they split off. Each of the two divisions have some suitors that are interested in. And HP had tried other solutions like selling off these units before, and it didn't work. So they're hoping maybe by splitting it off and making the transaction simple, they could possibly sell it too.
And as we said, investors seem to like this. Is that because they certainly expect to see potential reward here?
No, they just like transactions. I think, unfortunately, what happens is the focus is, I mean, this is not an admittance of fantasticness. It's an admittance of failure that they couldn't get this company on track. And there's a really good headline on one of the blog sites that I thought was great. If you cut a dinosaur in half, is it still a dinosaur kind of thing?
Yeah. What do you think the answer to that is?
I think the HP way is not the way people are computing anymore, and I think that they've lost their way in innovation, and they waved the white flag a long time ago with a series of bad managers and a series of bad product decisions. And so it's a long time coming. It's just the inevitable has happened, and this current CEO, Meg Whitman, who inherited quite a mess, you know, really could do nothing more than rearrange the chairs kind of thing.
And do you think that the problems the company has had will improve with this split, or does that depend on bringing in new people? I mean, if you split but have the same people, do you continue the same problems?
Right. Well, Whitman will be running the enterprise part of the business, which is, you know, very competitive space. And then the PC and devices division will be run by someone else. And that's an interesting thing because they've got, you know, Dell obviously is a competitor. There's lots of competitors in this space. And all over the world, it's a really tough area. And HP has not distinguished itself in innovation in its devices for a very long time.
Kara, you obviously know the tech industry very well at every level, from startups to the really big guys. What do you hear generally as far as their take on this new trend? Is there unanimity in how they feel about it?
Well, I think, you know, when you can't figure your actual business out, split it up or move things around, I think is really, and bankers are here at the ready to do that to earn the fees that they get from that. I think what's interesting is that, you know, there's other companies. Microsoft is one that people look at a lot. There was a little investor pressure there, but they changed the CEO. You know, they've got a lot of divisions like their Xbox division and some other consumer divisions that many don't think belong together.
So that they may be one that eventually decides to split into pieces as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that people have always been talking about that, and that'll be an interesting thing to see.
Kara Swisher is co-founder and co-CEO of the tech news site Recode. Kara, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.